This episode of the Golf Gambling Podcast from the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100x in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, and of course, golf. Sign up today at underdogfantasy.com using promo code GOLFSGPN to get a 100% deposit match. Finally, if you're a hardcore baseball fan or just a degenerate looking for something to bet on, looking for something to listen to, afternoon action, subscribe to the MLB Gambling Podcast over on YouTube. You can find it where you find our stuff. So MLB Gambling Podcast, if you are a baseball guy, definitely got a ton of good content over there. Wells Fargo week. And before we get into that, we got to talk about the Byron Nelson from McKinney, Texas. What a week that was. Taylor Pendrith, 100-1, cashes us an outright ticket. Hopefully you guys tailed me on that. Hopefully you guys played him in your DFS lineups, because he was definitely a under-owned piece that treated you well. So congrats to everyone who backed Pendrith. Congrats to myself. Definitely sometimes better to be lucky than good, but you never complain about a good break, because if you're an outright golf bettor, you are filled with bad breaks on a weekly basis. So many close calls, and we got it done. We got it done. Shout out Ben Coles for not being smart on number hole 72, 18th hole. I was actually like not tuned in entirely. I was at a concert watching this go down on my phone while trying to still enjoy the concert, but I knew this was all happening. So I was like, had it down here, like by my pocket, just like, you know how you can minimize the screen in the corner of your phone. I had it in the corner of my phone, just watching it. I was like, no, did this just happen? Did this really just happen? I was like, all right, Pendrith's there in two, make a 35 footer. Then I saw Coles's lie. I was like, okay, this isn't a great lie. I thought what was going to happen, he was going to put it 20 feet and make par. And then from there, I'm like, okay, Pendy can make a birdie, possibly make a playoff. And then like, I'm fine with that. And then what happened, obviously happened. Coles duffs his chip and then gets it up, misses the 5-footer for par. Pendrith wins with a 3-foot birdie putt. Like, truly, it reminded me of Max Homa. And was that Matt Wallace? Max Homa and Matt Wallace at the Fortinet. I believe that was Matt Wallace. No, Matt. It was Max Homa and who was that? 2019 Fortinet. I need to know who this was. Fortinet Championship. Was that 2019? Nope, it was 2021. I'm going to find this. I'm sorry. This is bad podcasting. Nope. It was 2022. Oh, Danny Willett. I knew it was an English golfer. Danny Willett and Max Homa. Very similar scenario to what happened at the Byron Nelson yesterday. So it was a crazy ride. It was a good DFS week. It was a good betting week. So let's do it again. Let's do it again ahead of the Wells Fargo Championship elevated event. And I will bring up the DraftKings pool, the DraftKings numbers, the pricing to go through this field. We have four guys priced over $10,000. It's kind of the guys you would have expected to be in this range. Ludwig kind of swaps with Wyndham Clark in the odds board, but everything else is pretty on brand to what the odds are this week. Rory obviously has exceptional course history at Quail Hollow. Makes no surprise that he's the highest priced golfer. Xander finished runner-up last year. Wyndham obviously won. And then Ludwig, these four golfers are probably playing, no, not Rory. Xander, Wyndham, Ludwig are probably playing the best golf in 2024, not named Scottie Scheffler. And Rory gets the bump for the course history and being Rory McIlroy. I don't want to play this 11-8 Rory McIlroy, but I don't think I'm not going to say like, oh, he's got no chance. He's got no chance. It's freaking Rory at a golf course that he plays well every single time. And when you look at Quail Hollow on paper, you're like, long and straight off the tee. It's no surprise Rory plays so well here. What's up, Cam? And then every single year, like Wyndham Clark last year, Xander, the golfers who drive it the best every single year play well at Quail. So if you want to just key in on one stat this week, it's total driving. Because if you're driving it long and straight, you have such a better avenue to gain strokes on approach. Because if you're playing from the rough, you're playing from the trees, you're playing from not long and straight, it's going to be so hard to gain strokes on approach into these greens, into this, like a big golf course. So you want to be long and straight off the tee, have less clubs into greens. If you're gaining off the tee, it will make the avenue of gaining on approach far easier. So that's why Rory always plays so well here. It's a golf course. You need to be a great driver, and he's a generational driver of the golf ball. So Rory up top makes so much sense. Then Xander, obviously playing so consistent this year. I'm not entirely sure what the narrative is going to be around him this week. I have a feeling, I have a hunch that Wyndham Clark will get a lot of ownership, Ludwig will get a lot of ownership, and maybe these top two guys will go a little under-owned than they probably should. And if Xander's under-owned, I would love that, because I'm definitely going to be playing Xander. He's just a great DFS play. He might not be the best bet, but he's always a great DFS play. No matter how he starts, he starts off, shoots 6-under in round one, bang, he's there. He shoots 1-under in round one, bang, he backdoors his T5. Xander is a great DFS play, and the golf course makes so much sense for him. I'm definitely down. Wyndham has been the best challenger to Scottie Scheffler this year, and now he's got a golf tournament that he won at last year with no Scottie Scheffler. He should be very giddy, lit up to play this event. He knows he could play well at. He knows he has had success here. He should be very excited to play well in this event. So Wyndham makes sense, but this feels like you're chasing a number on Wyndham. You're chasing a price. I'm going to pass. I haven't been a Wyndham guy. I'm not going to join now when he's this inflated. Yes, he makes sense. Yes, he's a good golfer, but I do not think he is a good DFS play this week. And then finally, Ludwig. I think Ludwig is a great DFS play. I think Ludwig, you need to buy Ludwig stock. Just think of this next year. I'm going to bring the pricing back up. What do we think this pricing will be next year? Ludwig can easily be 11-8, 11-5. He's just treading in that direction. He's getting all these starts. And I think, it might be too late to get ahead of him because he's already making a name for himself and he's one of the better players on tour. But I think Ludwig is definitely a great play. Let's get into this 9K range. Patrick Cantlay down to Sahith Theegala, 9-1 to 9-8. Patrick Cantlay, if you know me, I bet Patrick Cantlay every week last year. I was the biggest Patrick Cantlay guy ever. Oh shit. I just low key almost turned off my computer on accident. I gotta share my screen again. Sorry. Back up. I literally hit the power button on my computer. I'm not sure how we're still live. But yeah, so Patrick Cantlay, I bet every single week last year for the most part, and he did not win. And now I think this is the first week of the PGA Tour season that I'm like, okay, I want to do the Patrick Cantlay thing. I want to back him this week. He has now gained ball striking in two straight starts, and he's hitting his driver really, really well. And we know Patrick Cantlay is a long and straight total driver, a great complete driver of the golf ball. So at 9K range, at 20-1, I think Patrick Cantlay is a great call. He doesn't have any flashy course history, which will keep his ownership down, which I think is a great thing. So I'm definitely down for some Patrick Cantlay. Tommy Fleetwood had a great result last year, coming off of a performance where he was giga chalk at the RBC Heritage after two good starts. If you bet a 20-1 Tommy Fleetwood, you deserve to get what you got last start. Now he's 25-1. Still no, and still overpriced. Tommy Fleetwood surely a better DFS play than he is a bet, but still, there's way more lesser owned, cheaper guys that I think have the exact same similar ceiling as Tommy Fleetwood. Max Homa, another guy I don't necessarily love. He is coming off of his best performance of the year at the Masters, didn't do anything at the RBC Heritage, but outside of that Masters week, he hasn't really been clicking. Like, you look at his numbers, they're not like as good as they've been. And obviously he's won here. He's also won at TPC Potomac when this was the Wells Fargo Championship. The dude just loves the bank. The dude loves Wells Fargo. So outside of that, I don't think Max really is a good price, is a good click this week, because he's just going to go inflated in the ownership. People are going to go on the Wells Fargo. They're going to see two wins, hopefully. And they're gonna think that the Potomac one was here. They're gonna see Wells Fargo win, and then Wells Fargo win, finished top 10 last year too. But I just don't think his game is in the best spot to click it at this price when you got guys like Victor Hovland down here. Victor Hovland, I think, is an excellent DFS player this week. people are done with Victor Hovland. He's been downright bad this week. But one thing we know is this man has been grinding. And now we're getting him on the best course fit since February. We have not seen a golf course fit Victor Hovland as well as it has until this week. And now we're getting him at a very low number of 9,200, where he's used to being in the 99, 10K range. And we know he's been grinding on his game. We know he is a top 10 player in the world. And we know that this golf course makes a ton of sense for him. And people are going to go to the Homas, the Fleetwoods, maybe even Sahith. But I think Victor Hovland is the click in this range. But I do think also Sahith is a great play. Maybe not a great play. If he's over 15%, I don't think he's a great play because he's just so volatile. But I will say he's been so consistent this season. He's really done well. And he's just becoming a good golfer. As simple as that. The last 2-3 years, Sahith's been solid and has had his moments, but he's been super volatile. He'll gain 5 off the tee. He'll gain 5 on approach. He'll gain 5 putting in like a 5-week stretch at random points. Now he's clicking. He's gaining strokes more consistently in the same categories, and he's just becoming a more well-rounded, solid golfer. So super awesome to see from Sahith because everyone loves him. I mean, anytime you cash me a bet, I love you. And Sahith, say that for him. He has at the Fortinet, and he's just a cool guy to root for. Like, how could you not like Sahith? He's got his Netflix episode was awesome. His family is awesome. Sahith, I like it. That was just me just serenading Sahith for a second. But let's get into this 8K range. Before we get into the 8K range, got to talk to you about Underdog Fantasy. The NBA playoffs are here, and our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy, wants to make it a lot more interesting. It is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Playing their pick 'em game is as simple as selecting higher or lower on stats like points, rebounds, assists, much more. You can make entries on all of your basketball or mix and match sports. You can throw golf in there. You can win up to 100 times your money. Underdog Fantasy is a ton of fun, available in 30 states, including California, Texas, and Canada. Follow me on Twitter. I am going to be placing and writing Underdog selections going forward. No more DFS blog. The blog has changed to now Underdog write-ups that will be coming every single round. So I'll give you 2 to 3 selections per round. And keep that there. And also look out for the Underdog videos. I post them on a weekly basis on Twitter and TikTok. Make sure you sign up with code GOLFSGPN and Underdog will double your deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy. Promo code GOLFSGPN. Okay, on to this 8K DFS range. Definitely some fun names down here. Decky, 8-9, down to Brian Harman at 8K flat. I think Hideki Matsuyama is a great play this week. He does not have unreal course history. He hasn't played here as much as you kind of want him to. But this season, he's kind of having an immaculate ball striking season. I mean, I'm messing with my screen. Not crazy for Hideki Matsuyama, but he's gaining like 6+ strokes ball striking at a rampant rate. And that will play on a golf course like this. You got to hit it long. You got to hit it straight. Not that Hideki is the longest hitter, but he is definitely plus and he's definitely accurate. So Decky, love him, 8-9. Cameron Young, great golf course for him. Probably a bad bet, but definitely a great DFS play. You know how I feel about Cameron Young. I think he is an exceptional golfer. I think he will win this year. If he wins at Quail Hollow, no one would be surprised. Throw in that North Carolina connection. He went to college at Wake Forest. The vibe should be good. He knows how to play on these surfaces. He knows how to play in this style of golf. Definitely down for some Cam Young. Matt Fitz, 8-7, definitely will be a squeezed guy in this range. Probably will go under-owned, but you're getting Matt Fitzpatrick at a driver-heavy golf course. When he's at his best, he's a top 10 driver in the world. You're getting him at $8,700. He's kind of rounding in the form. He's looked okay the last month of golf. He just carried his brother around at the Zurich, and he would look like the only one playing in that team to a T11 finish, I believe. So down for some Fitz. I'd like this upper 8K range. Siwoo Kim, JT, Jordan Spieth. If I had to pick one, it'd probably be Justin Thomas. Hopefully his eyes are not on Valhalla, but he has played well on Quail Hollow. We know that he won the PGA Championship here. We know that he's played this event okay, and he's just coming off of a T5 at the Heritage where he gained strokes across the board. JT's fine. I think JT is fine. That top five went so under the radar too. So I think JT is very due. I do worry that he is looking forward to next week because it's a major and because it's in his hometown. So That's why I'm a little bit nervous. Jordan Spieth, 8-4. How could you click that? He looks horrible. He looks injured, but he will be so under-owned. We might get a 6% Spieth. If Spieth's 6% at this price, I think you got to click it. Russ Henley has horrible results here. I don't have trust his driver. He will be playing out of the fairway, but he'll be playing so far back. Alex Noren, consistency, consistency, consistency. He is the Xander Schauffele of shit events, but I don't want to play Alex Noren in a signature event. The fact that Ben Ahn and Alex Noren are priced above Tony Finau is hilarious. And it really is hilarious because Tony Finau is not putting up the results, but the ball striking is as good as it's been in his like career. He's just not putting it so well. At the end of the day, I trust ball striking over putting here. So an 8K Finau, I think, is a great click. I really do think it is a great click. All right, let's get into the 7K range. Willie Zalatoris leads the way at 7,900 down to JT Poston. So Zal, he makes bag of results. He's not doing anything great, but he's not doing anything horrific. I don't hate him, and you're getting him in the 7K range. This is a golf course where you got to be long and trade off the tee. You got to have elite tee to green upside, and that's what Zalatoris has. He's got the, like Cam Young, got the Carolina connection. He went to school at Wake Forest, has that connection. So I definitely like that. He has as much upside as anyone. I really do like, I think he's the click in this upper 7K range. On this screen right now, it's Zalatoris or maybe Connors. Just Connors because I feel like he's so safe. He'll play out of the fairway. He'll hit a ton of greens. Whereas the other guys, not really, I'm not too confident in his. We don't know what's going on with Sungjae. He's withdrew last week, said he was sick, and he hasn't been great this year. Jason Day made the cut with a 50-foot putt, and his ball striking is horrific right now. Adam Scott will give you backdoor upside. I think Adam Scott's a much better click than Jason Day. I think Adam Scott's a much better click than Brian Harman. I forgot to mention Brian Harman. Than Sungjae Im. I think Adam Scott's a better click than those. I think Adam Scott's a better click than Sam Burns. Sam Burns has very spotty ball striking, and you do not want Sam Burns on big boy tracks. Shane Lowry, 7,600 approach display. The off the tee stuff, it has not been great from Shane Lowry. Hopefully he can find some confidence after winning that event with Rory. But down here, I love this 75 to 74 range. Even Harris. This Akshay, Jaeger, Pendrith, English range all bring really solid total driving to the table. Total driving is what you need, and this range is not going to be over-owned by any mean. Maybe Akshay can garner some ownership, and I think Akshay is probably my favorite one here because he is maybe Jaeger. Akshay, though, another guy. Grew up in North Carolina. Got that connection. So I really do like that range. You're kind of splitting hairs on who you could select, but this is one of my favorite four golfer range. Sepp Straka, gained strokes across the board, ball striking in the last two starts. Coming into form, Georgia guy, get him on Bermuda. He could play well. Now, the bottom of the 7K range, I do not like at all. Danny McCarthy, Billy Horschel, Tom Hoagie, and Adam Shank all do not have the driver. Even Chris Kirk, even Tom Kim, even JT Poston. These guys do not have the driving prowess to really give them like that top 10 equity, which you need. I mean, you don't need, but you'd want. And they do not give you that. They need to gain infinity strokes putting. So, well, Denny can surely do that. Denny had a decent result here, I believe, last year. JT Poston has played okay here too, but I don't want to rely on that putter. I really do not. So 6K range, I'm not going to go crazy in 6K range because I have a whole show dedicated to that, but I will definitely mention some names. And obviously this is a shorter show because there's only 70 plus names in this field of that much shorter range. So 6K range, top of it, who do we like? I like Ricky Fowler. How could you not like Ricky Fowler at Quail Hollow? Has as good course as good as course history of anyone, has played elite at this event, has played elite at the PGA Championship when it was at Quail. Now, his game is not in the best of form, but it is in the best that we've seen it in 2024 right now. He's parlaying some decent finishes. He's gaining strokes on approach. The driver is important, and it hasn't been good, but he's always driven it really well at Quail. So maybe he can channel those vibes because we know some guys just come to a course and it sets up well for them. So hopefully that could be the case for Ricky at this event. I'm definitely down for him at $6,900. Down here, Taylor Moore. I really like Taylor Moore's been a cut-making machine. You get him in a red state, he's going to Cook, and he's been driving the hell out of the ball. He's been really crushing strokes gained off the tee. And in his debut here last year, he hit his irons really, really well. So I like that. Taylor Moore at 67. Also like Kurt Kitayama, 68, an elite high-end driver who gives you that long and straight equity. Pavone's really kind of under the cheap. He's been kind of more, he's been higher priced than this recently. Why is he $6,500? That is, seems like, I haven't ever clicked Pavone, but this is a strong field and a big golf course. But Torrey Pines is where Pavone won. If you could win at Torrey Pines, you could play well at Quail Hollow. $6,500 on a golfer who's shown great upside. I am down. Hilarious that Brendan Todd has top 10 this event and Bay Hill, his last two trips there. I don't think he's going to do it again. Patrick Rogers and Eric Cole. Patrick Rogers and Cam Davis, I also really like down here. Patrick Rogers has gained a ton of distance this season, and he's coming off of a good week at the Heritage. That was all with the putter, though, which is a little nervous, whereas Cam Davis gives you that high-end driver, and he has the top five equity. I probably might bet Cam Davis, truthfully, because he's shown good things, and he makes a ton of sense. Outside of that, the rest of this range is not crazy. I don't hate Ben Coles. I really don't. Because if you win the Korn Ferry Tour, you could play. And he did that last year. He's clearly in good form. Well, clearly coming off of a good week. Hit the ball well. Played really well at Corrales, too, a few weeks ago. Not Corrales, Puerto Rico. So, obviously a big... There's a chance Ben Coles has played this event before. Actually, I want to look. And I think Ben Coles is from North Carolina. He lives in Dallas, but I think he's from North Carolina. Let's see. Has he played this event before? He has played this event before. I knew he has. He's played this event twice in 13 and 14, missed both cuts, but I like that he's made the cut. But I also want to see where Ben Coles was born and raised. Ben Coles went to University of Virginia, so that's close. Ben Coles. Okay, he was born in Dallas. Okay, maybe he wasn't born here. Born in Dallas. Okay. But I like him at 6K. We will do a deeper dive on the 6K range later in the week. That wraps up the show. Quick one. I will catch you guys maybe tonight. Probably not tonight. Tomorrow sometime with a ton of more content. We have two events this week. So be on the lookout for that. I will catch you then. Good luck. You know where to find me with any questions. Peace out.